yesterday, again, we're on page 264. So yesterday, or day four, excuse me, we learned the halakha about that in order to make a bracha on a smell, on a fragrant scent, it has to be something that's made for enjoyment reasons, as opposed to what? So Mechaber brought down a number of cases where if the smell, the unpleasant smell is being wafted in order to get rid of a bad smell, eliminate a bad smell, so you wouldn't make a bracha on that. Two of those cases are, let's say, in a bathroom. That would be one. Again, making a bracha in a bathroom is a separate issue. Or someone has a deodorant. Maybe it has a pleasant smell to it. Maybe it has a very good smell to it. One of these expensive ones. So, but still, you want to make a bracha on because it's made to get rid of the bad smell. Gimel, yes. Mugmar, shemegarim ba'as hakelim. So we talked about mugmar before. Mugmar is a burnt incense, burnt scent. So in the last sermon we discussed, if you have incense and you're burning it, so first of all, so one idea that even though it's being destroyed, so you might say, well, I don't make a bracha where that's being destroyed. The answer is no, that's what it's made for, the Mishnah Berurah said. So since it's made for that reason, for that purpose, so therefore, you do make a bracha. And when do you make the bracha? So again, as we saw, the Mechaber says, once the incense starts to come up, waft, as we say. So here we're talking about, again, incense. In other words, we're talking about a pleasant smell which you burn, but what do you do with it? So we're going to take it a little further this time. So Megamrim Ba'as HaKelim, that you put this scent, you burn this scent or put this scent on vessels. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's talking about, it could be pots or pans or clothing. Again, by Hilchos Shabbos, it's a different issue of Moly Reach, leaving that aside. But again, in other words, so they put a smell into a utensil. Again, maybe it will add it to the food, give it a pleasant scent, or to clothes. So that, again, person smells good or the clothes smell good when you're wearing them. So now the question is, do you make a bracha on that scent which is coming from that vessel, clothes, whatever it may be? So Machaber says, Eim Mevarchim Alav. You don't make a bracha on this. Why? And again, not just all, remember the rule, remember the concept behind this. Same thing like the last halacha. Because what's the concept of the sign of this halacha? Why not? L'fi she'lo nasa la'riach be'atzmo shel mugmar, el kadei litein reach bekelim. Because the point is not to smell the sense itself, rather, so that the utensil, or the clothes, smell good. So therefore, you wouldn't make a bracha on it. V'cheyam reach bekelim. And again, if you smell the vessels, shem mugmar, which have scent, that has a pleasant smell to them, ein mevarech, you wouldn't make a bracha on the pot, on the pan, on the jacket. Why? The fee she'ein ikar, because of another rule we learned before. That is, it's a smell that doesn't have a source. Meaning that, again, this really, the clothes, let's say the jacket, for example, got the pleasant smell from the incense, and now I'm smelling this. So there's no source, there's no body to it. So therefore, you would make a bracha on it. That's another rule we saw. El reach below ikar. It's a smell without a source, without an ikar. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, in the first case, when you're burning the incense, you're in the act of burning the incense into the vessel. So let's say you have in mind when you burn that incense, not only to just get it into the clothes, but you want to smell the incense. Oh, you're in the mood to have that pleasant smell. So the Mishnah Berurah says, again, why in the first case do we say you don't make a bracha on it? Because the reason why I'm burning the incense is just to get in the clothes or get into the pot or the pan or whatever it is. It's not to smell the incense itself. So let's say that wasn't true. Let's say I was in the mood for some incense and therefore I was going to kill two birds with one stone. Once I'm burning the incense, I want to smell it, I'll get into the clothes also, and I'll multitask, as we say. So Mishnah Berurah says, so in that case, you'd have to make a bracha, because your intent is to smell the incense. So therefore, you'd have to make a bracha on that. Okay. We'll just do dalet very quickly, but we'll have to get into this a little more, maybe after Shabbos. Dalet. B'samim shel erva. Fragrance. let's say perfume, which is to entice a person. Kigon. In those days, the way, I don't know if they still do it, that the women used to wear like a locket and used to have, sometimes you see them sold as antiques, and they used to put in like clothes or stuff like that, they used to wear it on their body. Like they used to wear it like as a locket or it's as a necklace or something like that. So they wore it around their neck. Or she held it in her hand. Or she put it in her mouth. Again, the reason is because she wanted people think she smelled good. So then you walk by and you smell that. Emavarkamala. You don't make a bracha on that. Lefisha asula riyakbaham. You're not allowed to smell such things. Because maybe that will be enticing to you. Now, again, we're not talking about one's own wife. We're talking about, you know, women on the street, women, depending on what streets you go on. So then that would be a besam shel erva, so that you would not smell.
Including your wife?
No, well, we'll talk about that next time. Depends on the circumstance. Also, let's talk about a different case. Let's say it was one of those, let's say it's a perfume, but let's say it's not on a woman. Let's say it's a, you know, say it comes in a circular, or it's on a table. What about that? So Mishpura talks about that. We'll talk about that in Mirat Hashem next time. Mirat Hashem after Shabbos. Okay?